10 is the only one. And then on 13, you just got to figure that out because you have, I think you have 140 yards wide.
Oh, it's your widest fairway.
Once you get past the tree, you have like 140 yards to hit it into.
Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit fans. I've got Greg here. And Greg, we do have bad news. Summer is over.
No, it's
summer,
not.
Summer's over. No, we're no, back to school. We're back to school. We're back to work. The summer season is over. I think it's officially fall.
No, I don't. Fall happens like mid to late September.
Well, I think September 21st is technically the first day of fall.
Yeah, but exactly. Let me stay in summer until my birthday on the 20th.
It's already getting dark before 8 o'clock. It's already pushing to get 9 holes in after work. Baseball practice is already getting cut short. I just got off the field. Practice was still 8. We had to kind of diet down about 7:45 because the sun's going down. I think we're in the fall season already.
No, refused it. I'm telling you, shut up. I'm refusing your statement there.
Well, there's still. I know we're back to the grind, and the summer season, our summer season, is officially over.
Well, the summer season, I guess you can say, the summer season was probably over when we went back to work. I will say that. The fun time of saying I'm going to play 5 times this week and it's going to be glorious,
I think,
is a little bit different than, okay, summer is over.
I think the summer season was kind of over 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Maybe probably through week 3, tell you the truth.
Mathematically, we were able to extend it out, but I think officially, I mean, it would have been one hellacious Red Sox over the Yankees, 3 games down in the ALCS type comeback. But
if I had 2 holes in one and shot in the 70s and had a perfect game, I tell you the truth, like I'd retire. If I played a round of golf where I legit had 2 hole-in-ones, didn't lose a ball, didn't have anything higher than a double bogey, scored in the 70s, I would legit say, you know what? Without a swing coach, without a trainer, without a
quit golf,
a person, no, I would retire teaching, and I'd say this is my thing now. I'm going to go pro now. I'm going to be the oldest person to be in the Corn Ferry Tour at 43 years old. And hey, where'd you play your college golf?
Didn't.
Tell you the truth, one day I went out, had 2 hole-in-ones and a 70, I don't know.
79.
I would think I would have to have like a 75.
So you had 2 hole-in-ones. You had a perfect game where you had no double bogeys.
No three putts. Didn't lose a ball.
But you shot 79. But you shot a 70. So you still had 9 bogeys. You would have had 11 bogeys because the 2 hole-in-ones are eagles that would have dropped you down to 9 over, which would not.
But I'm thinking if I have 2 hole-in-ones, I'm going to be feeling myself that day and I'm going to be shooting like 74 tops.
74? You better be shooting 64 if you got 2 hole-in-ones.
No. You know me. You've seen me have a blow up hole.
But we had the perfect game. So as we're getting to last Saturday, we were able to get together. Now, if you listened to us on our last show, we talked about we had one more round of the summer season to get to. With us being back to work and all our youth sports are up and firing, we were able to get together. We were not able to get together till last Saturday. So we're trying to get this episode out as soon as we can. And we were able to play a round of golf. We headed back out to Locust Hill. We had good friend of the show, Trey, join us. Shout out to Trey for helping us get this together. And Gordon, his buddy that was able to play with us as well, too. They kind of invited you out there. I tagged along, headed back out to Locust Hill, if you remember, where we had major number 3. I thought the golf course was a little bit better shape than it was when we played it.
Well, it had to be. It was the club championship. I will say today, Trey did text me and he went and played it. All the greens are punched.
Oh boy, we did one more. Yeah, it is that time of season. But yeah, we were able to get it out. I don't think the course was extremely hard, as the fairways were just, 20 foot bounces on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the greens really weren't too bad. Honestly, for a club championship, I did not think that the pin placements were all that bad.
I'm in agreement with you. I was thinking that we were going to see some tough pin placements, but
I mean, in all honesty, maybe one or two that I even remember being like not even the go gettable.
Yeah,
but for the most part, they were okay. So, that was a good day. It was a great, beautiful day outside. We were able to play quite a bit of golf. I think we both actually played some pretty good golf. We had a lot.
It was a little windy.
It was a little windy. Did we get a PCC? I didn't even check.
I don't know. I know that without foreshadowing, I dropped after the round. I don't know if you did.
I did not. It did not count for me. But yeah, so we were able to get together. We headed out there. We had a lot on the round. We had a tie from the week before, so we carried everything over. No PCC. We carried everything over, so it was a double blind Hail Mary round, meaning the 6 points from the one before, 6 points for this one, which so 12 points were on the round or on the line. I was very fortunate to go into week 9 and 10 with a 24-1 lead. So we did some math beforehand. It was possible for you to do this. I was sort of rooting for you to have this type of round.
I was actually really hoping I did, because then I could, on the 18th green, I could reenact Kevin Garnett's championship speech, like screaming and saying, "Everything's possible." Like, it would be awesome.
You would have had to had a round under 85 for a bonus point. That would have given you the 13 points for the round. And then you would have had to had a perfect game, which is where we talked about this before, is where we lose zero golf balls. We have no, I think it's triple bogeys for you.
Yeah, I got triple bogeys. You're right.
What's the third part?
No three putts.
No three putts. I think I lost my perfect game pretty early in the round. But anyway.
I lost the whole one.
And you also would to have had to had, you did lose. You would have still had to had a hole in one. Now, you could have had two hole in ones and no perfect game. And that actually would have tied us at 24. If you would have had a round in the 70s to get two extra bonus points, that would have put you over for the win. And that's with me not shooting a round of sub 74. I think we changed it to 74 there late in the year. So the only spoiler I'm going to have is that I did not shoot a sub 74 round. So you're going to have to spoil your own round for everybody. But, we're not going to go too much into this. Like I said, we actually both played some pretty good golf. Why don't we go ahead and take away, just run your stats real quick. Go ahead and do front back. I'll do my front back when you're done. And then, we'll talk about who's the winner.
Front nine, 41, not as good as what I played at for major number three. Had 16 putts on the day, 3 for 7 fairways on the front nine, 56% green and regs on the front nine, but I had I had a whopping 3 penalties. So 3 penalties killed me. I hit a ball OB on one, and that kind of killed my perfect game. I kept the
what was the other one?
Hit the ball in the water on 7. The par 3.
Yes. I do remember that now. Okay. Yep. All right. So that was the front nine. You ended up with a 41. What were you playing as?
I was playing it as 14.
So
this time.
7. You're right. What, 30? Whew, man, 34. That's pretty solid. net 34. My front. Let me switch pages here. My front, I was able to shoot a 37. I had 17 putts. I hit 4 out of 7 fairways, 6 out of 9 greens. I had one birdie and two bogeys on the front. In all honesty, I got lucky on one. Hit the flag stick on a pretty hard bounce coming into the green.
Out of a bunker.
I was able to save par there. And overall, I actually played the front. I mean, really, I didn't hit any really bad shots. Didn't get up and down when I needed to. And I just didn't make any putts when it came down to it. But, you know, two bogeys, one birdie, 37. I still thought I was in it.
I will say this. You only had two putts inside of 10 feet that you missed on the front nine.
Both of those were for bogey, weren't they?
No. Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes.
So those are the ones I couldn't get up and down on. Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't really think I hit the ball bad. I didn't hit it that close. I mean, I was playing some steady golf. I had a tough one on three. I didn't quite give myself a chance there. And honestly, on two, I didn't hit a very good tee ball. I hit kind of like a worm burn that stayed in play. But being a par five, I still had a pitching wedge in. I just, again, didn't hit the green. I did get up and down there, but I didn't hit the green. So I didn't play bad. Kind of very similar to the round before. Didn't make a lot of major mistakes. But, you know, I'll take 37. I was playing as a one, so I'm at 36 and a half. We'll say that. So you've got a two-shot advantage going into the back.
The back went a little different for me. I showed my stripes, if you will, on the back some little bit. The wind kind of got in my head, and we talked about this after the round, but I went a little way from what I had been usually doing. And started hitting driver a little bit more rather than three hybrid, just because wind was a lot of the longer par fours, wind was in our face, and I was not trying to have, you know, a three hybrid and then three hybrid or a five iron into every green. But 10, smoked to drive, just it didn't come back. It was basically, I thought it was going to draw into the fairway and be perfect, and it just kind of stayed relatively straight, drew a little bit, and then was OB. So double bogeyed that. Got back on it, par. Then the infamous hole 13 came.
Yeah, the par five that does not like you.
That has been my thorn in my side, and I triple bogeyed that. Once again, an OB ball off the tee. Then went par. Then I bogeyed. Then I went double bogey on the par three, hit a ball a little long, and then duffed a chip, and then chipped it down. And then I decided that I was going to try and get it back on one hole. And on the par 517, rather than playing the smart play that I did before and just hit an iron off the tee and then hit another iron, I decided that, you know what, I'm hitting the driver well. I'm going to go ahead and draw it around, and probably got a little antsy in my pants and snap hooked it out of bounds. And unfortunately, bogeyed that hole as well. And then par 18, shot 45 on the back, 16 putts, 3 for 7 fairways, only 33% greens in reg, for a total of, and I had 6.5 penalties on that.
OB,
but one
OB.
the half three OBs and in a sand.
Two OBs.
I was in the sand. Three OBs. And then, so I shot 86. I did not shoot 85 or below. Yeah. Probably would have been better without.
So right then and there, everybody remembers what you need.
32 putts total for the day. 43% on hitting fairways. 44% on greens, which is surprisingly low for me as of late. So I shot 86 net 72 with a 14 handicap on the day.
Yeah. So I would say, I know you deviated.
Shot my handicap.
You deviated from the driver. I think 17 was just a emotional type thing. I'm trying to still shoot around. I think in any other circumstance, you don't pull driver there. I would have rather seen you blast it into the water instead of duck hook it out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the point. 10 is the only one. And then on 13, you just got to figure that out because you have, I think you have 140 yards wide.
Oh, it's your widest fairway as you possibly
get past the tree. Once you get past the tree, you have like 140 yards to hit it into. So that one, you just got to figure it out. But I would say 10 was not one reason in the world to hit driver. I even think I told you, I don't think you need that. And you're like, well, I'm going to put it down. Even though it was in the wind, I think the hard pan made up for the wind because I hit hybrid and I was just as far down there as I thought I was going to be, even though it was a little into the wind. But so you take 10 back.
Yeah.
45 becomes a 43. Now you're shooting 84. Now you're back in the ball game. And then just, you need to just man up on 13 and figure that hole out.
I mean,
because even the one you hit, I don't know what, it was almost like a hosel rocket driver, which I know is not really a thing, but it kind of looked like it just hosel rocket dying quail to the right there. And, but you know, I still thought you played some solid golf. You take those OB balls and those penalty shots out, you're right there at 80. And honestly, if you figure it out, you're right there at 78, 79 where you should have been. So, you did end up winning the round, at 84. I did come in with a 39 on the back. The more and more I think about it, I misclubbed on, I think it was 15 over the water there. Mm-hmm. I had 135. I played it into the wind at more like a 145, 150 shot. And maybe it was one of those center of the club face type flyers that I was able to get. And I just cleared the green, hit it OB, made double. I had two bogeys, a birdie and a double, and that double put me at a 39. So I shot a 76, net 75. So no bonus points for me. But obviously with you saying you did not get under 85, that just gave you a clean 12 points for the round, which ended up finishing our summer season at 24 to 13.
Right? That's much better sounding than...
Yeah. I mean,
30 is the one.
You're just a touchdown in a field goal.
This was a must win for me because it just made it respectable.
Yeah, and it, again, I thought we both really played well, and it was funny. You know, our buddies, or your buddies that we were playing with, they're getting more back into golf. Some one a little bit more serious than the other. I'm not really sure. I know they played some baseball as well too. And, you know, I kept saying, you know, played boring golf. And you're like, well, we wish we could play boring golf. I was like, yeah, but I go six iron to make birdie on a par five is not exciting at all. Yes, it worked. The birdie was great, but the course played, you had to be a little methodical on the back. And I think I had two swings on the back that kind of took me from basically shooting 35, 36 to shooting, you know, make my 38 or 39, whatever I did shoot. So one little bit misfortunate, clear the green there. I can't be that upset. I really had a good swing on the ball, just wrong club. The other one, I tried to play that hard draw on, I think it was 14, and put myself behind a tree. So,
I mean, I try and play boring golf, but then I still end up like, you know, having a couple shots around where it's, you know what, I'm just going to hit a punch three hybrid under a tree and roll it up on the green.
It worked. I ended up with 34 putts. I was 64% in fairways, 67% greens, which those two numbers I will take all day. 34 putts, just that won't do it for me. I need to be more in that 32 number. I know two putts doesn't sound big, but I keep that ball from going into the water and I make two more putts. I'm now shooting 74, 70, 73, 74. So it's a huge difference. I mean, it's a huge difference where I'm trying to get to. Where are you sitting at right now? So you said this dropped your handicap.
Wait. Did you lose a ball at all?
Yeah, I hit one in the water.
Hit
one on her.
Oh, that one. That's right, on 15.
On 15, yeah. Was that my perfect?
No, never mind.
I had a three putt.
You had a three putt on 12. That's where it killed your perfect game. But dang,
I made it all the way to 12.
Made it all the way to 12 with a clean game, a perfect game, and then I keep on going bowling with a clean game.
Yeah, 12 was that par three, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I just was.
And that's a hellacious putt, though. Still,
But I think I hit it like 9 feet past. I didn't even leave it short. Yeah. I didn't really even give myself a chance. So it's, you know, it's what it is. Like I said, I just didn't really hit it that close. I didn't putt it terrible. I just didn't make those long putts that I needed to coming back. You know, if I made, I think if I made two or three of those 7 footers that I maybe were chipped to, and or 6 footers, then I'm in the ball game there. And
oh yeah, for sure.
Can't complain. I didn't think the greens made a huge issue. I didn't think they were pristine shape by any means, but I didn't think it was a big issue for both of us. But you mentioned before that this lowered your handicaps. Where are you sitting in the books right now?
So I believe at the start of the round, I was a 13.0, if I remember correctly. And it was playing me as a 14. And then after this round hit my gin, I was dropped down to a 12.5.
Okay. And where were you at the start of the year?
I think start of the year, I was something at like a 13.5, 13.6.
Okay. And you got up I got 17?
17 or 18, possibly. 17.5 maybe, or 17.4 at one point. And once again, in true Greg's fashion, the last 4 weeks of the season, I drop.
So I don't.
One thing I'm happy about right now is that my scoring average now, and it's still not great. It's still not great, but my scoring average was in the high 90s for a long time.
Okay.
And like now it's. I mean, 98? Like 98. No, it's at a 90.9. I do want to, by the end of like, you know, our golf season where we're playing all the time, November-ish.
Yeah.
I want to be in a scoring average of in the 80s. So if some of those early rounds from the season kind of get knocked off.
I mean, I think you're 2 rounds at 80, 81. Or below, let's just say 81 or below, depending on where you're playing, 81 or below, you're going to be a 9.9. I mean, you're that close, because you're going to have probably a low 90s round fall wall, and that being 12 or 13 shot difference, that means
I got some big ones ready to fall off.
you put a 70s, 77, 78, you're going to be close. I mean, you're going to be really, really close right there. So my suggestion to you is keep playing golf. Don't stop playing. One thing I know you try to do is go to the range in the morning. And I was thinking about, why can't you get 9 holes in it before?
That would be tough.
If you're the first person out, you're playing that in an hour and 25, 30 minutes.
It's possible.
I mean, especially on the day, maybe you don't.
I can drop birdie off at 7:15. Could be like 7:30, 7:40 tee time, but it would be a no warm-up 9 holes.
Could maybe you get help with the drop off or without 1 day for that week?
Could possibly. It all depends on the boss's schedule. She's been 100%. Taking morning. She's got morning meetings a lot now.
100%. I understand that completely. But I was thinking about that. I mean,
it's a good suggestion.
My brother said he played 18 on Sunday. First person out, played in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
I've done that before.
And he walked.
A Sunday afternoon.
And he walked.
At South Riding, where basically
nobody's out there.
I went out and as a single, then and they sent me out as a single, and everybody just was waving me through. And you know me, when somebody's watching, I seem to show up.
I mean, you could even, I mean, I don't know if they'll do that. We'll let you play the back, just if you know someone who's working that day. Usually maintenance is on the back by the time tee times are starting to go off. They usually try to start with one and work their way around. Yeah. Try to stay in front of that first group. So, I don't know. Maybe that's something you can do. So, maybe one day to get out there. I mean, you put up a 9 hole where you're shooting 37, 38, 39. I mean, it's just like putting up that 76 number, 77 number, 78 number. So, I don't know, that could be something that could help you out as well, too. But yeah, so we're going to talk real quick. We're going to go through some stuff real quick. I mean, we're winding down the summer season. I do get to choose a consequence for you, which now that I think the tides have turned from last year where I was taking all the majors, you won the summer season with it kind of being flipped this year. I know my consequence can't be too bad because I think a consequence might be coming my way here before the year is out as well too. So we'll get to that on another show. But you know, we're talking a little bit about practice, getting out and playing nine holes. And, you know, we talk a lot about fitness, which we're going to get back into in our next show. And sometimes, when you do better, stay with that on our episodes, but we don't really talk a lot about drills and drills that we do on the range, drills that we do to try to get ourselves better. Now, I know I'm more of a range rat than you are, just to do with the accessibility and also with the family that likes to go up and hit balls as well too. So in the summer, that was key. I will be honest, right now, I'm going to probably play more than hit rent balls, just because if I got a chance, I need to get out there.
Yeah. And, it's that part of the season where basically
part of that time, especially with the U Sports, just, I mean, I think I got one weekend left and you know, we're trying to get a round in on that weekend, but after that, it's whatever I can squeeze stuff in. So, you know, let's take three aspects of the game: putty, short game, and then we'll say long game. And, you know, you can incorporate whatever. Give me one drill of one of those aspects that you like to do at the range. You give one of your favorites, I'll give one of my favorites. And hopefully some of our listeners can take these as tips that can get themselves to starting to look good, feel good, play good.
My personal favorite is the four corners putting drill. And that's something where for years upon years upon years, I would just beat balls at the range and putt for 3 minutes before I played. Okay. And lately, it actually was a blessing when I started going and the range would be closed. It allowed me to kind of focus on short game a little bit more. And I think that's kind of become one of my strong suits. But basically four corners putting drill, basically take four tees, pace out. I always started about 3 foot, 4 foot, maybe
putter
max.
Length. Although your putter is a little short, maybe a little past putter.
It is.
Your gimmies are a little bit harder.
I still think that I saw this and it was a little person, and the little person said any gimme was how they, if they laid down next to the hole and they were.
I've watched him a couple solid. Times. He's hilarious.
I thought it was solid. He is. He's funny.
He's actually really,
get out.
He's really good.
He is. He's got a swing on him too.
Yeah.
I did see one where he shot his number. He threw his numbers up on each club and they're respectable.
Really?
I think it's, sorry, Trey. I think he hits an 8-iron farther than Trey. But
a couple times, most, Trey most pulled an 8-iron. I was like, what are you doing?
No, that four corners putting drill, because you can extend it out to different distances. So basically I'll start at 3 or 4 feet and work my way around. And I kind of, in my head, I got to make 2 out of 3, because I always just bring 3 balls up, throw them down, 2 out of 3 from each corner. And then I can back it up a foot and then keep on going and just, you know, kind of that four corners. Because I mean, I always try and pick a hole that is basically one side is uphill, one side's downhill, one side's breaking left to right, one side's breaking right to left. And that way you get 4 different putt looks from each spot. And basically, you know, you can kind of extend it out. So four corners, my number one putting drill.
Definitely a good one. And it's so funny because you say four corners and I say the circle tee drill. And it's the exact same thing. I just see it as a circle with the hole in the middle. And you see it as a square.
Well, you also have a liking to the letter T. So that's probably why the T drill. Probably
it
because
rolls.
you probably put you and the three T's on
yeah,
each
well,
seat.
On,
and say, here
we
you
just
go.
Think that we rotate, make one and rotate to your right. No, that's a great drill. I do that quite a bit. I'll tell you what I also do is I do the gate drill. So I try to find about anywhere between 3 to 6 foot straight putt. And then I put my putter down, a tee on the outside of the toe, a tee on the outside of the heel. All right. So your putter just barely goes through, almost like it is the gate to go through, swinging gate. And I try to make, about 30 or 40 in a row. Tiger used to do this one handed.
Yeah.
He would do both
I
hands.
I remember seeing a video on this.
He was making 100 in a row. I'll be honest with you, 30, and I kind of get my ADHD kicks in and I'm ready to move, but it does work. I put it on my little guys through that same drill. I did notice a pro tip for this drill is to put a towel down where you stand because if you continuously stand in the same spot, all the moisture rises and your superintendent will be very happy if you put a towel down to keep not messing up. Yeah, it's a pro
tip. Is that a tip from Steve or
It actually is not. I did say something that to him. He goes, oh yeah, that's a great thing to do. We always see people that wear out spots on the putting green. But that's kind of an easy one to do. You can also add a chalk line if you wanted. And that what that's going to do is probably from the hole to the ball, you're basically just looking at making sure your path is right down the chalk line. I hook my putts, which I know people laugh at me, but I actually play a lot of putts right to left, even though they're not right to left.
Are you talking like a legit like snap cord chalk line?
Yeah, yeah.
You carry that in your bag now?
I do not. I've been very fortunate. I got some college guys that do these drills, and I always know when they've done it, and that's the day I do it. So the line's actually already on it. But no, that is a good one to do. You can also do it where the line is hovering above your putter, and that's making the visual to make sure your putter stays on that chalk line as well too. So you can just string. Maybe that one's more string than that chalk line. But the gate drill on putting is huge. You've seen my putting improve. I will say 100%. I've probably practiced more putting this year than I have in my whole entire life. I was like you, maybe 10 putts before a round. Yeah, I'm good to go. It doesn't matter about putting. I just went it close. So obviously I've learned a little bit, but. All right, so we got putting taken care of. What's the next one you want to talk about?
I'll just keep it with a short game. Chipping. Okay. Towel drill. So you basically, I'm not standing on the towel. sorry, superintendents. Sorry, Steve. But I'll just basically, you know, go over to the short game area and pick a spot, drop a bucket of balls or, you know, 15, 20 balls. Go throw a towel spread, like my golf towel, my Fairway Fit golf towel there. And basically either try and land on the towel or to the point where I'm stopping the ball in between the towel and the hole.
There we go.
So basically if I hit it a little short, but it hops over and it kind of stays in between the towel and the hole and doesn't go past it, I count it as a point. Yeah. And you know, with 15 balls, you try and at least get like, I'm like I said, I low ball myself. I don't want to get frustrated out there. So I try and shoot from anywhere between like 7 to 10.
Yeah. I mean that's depending on how far you are. That's actually a pretty solid stat. I mean, you can add in, I know people that add in like hula hoops or like really thin hoops and like around the hole. And so you have your towel for the medium middle target, and then like you have a 5 foot hoop around there, and you want to try to get a certain. I guess you can bark that with tees too. You don't really actually have to have a hoop, but I know towel drill is a great
spray paint. Really piss the superintendent off.
Yeah, it could really get him going. We look like big break out there from back in the golf channel when they had all the spray paint on the green. But no, that's a good one. I do that one as well too. I do that down there. Does your course have the nice tube to pick up all the golf balls?
We don't even have the little thing to push it off. I walk up there and I just basically handpick. I handpick them up on, put them on a basket. Or I'll like basically kind of walk around it and have to chip
off one. Now I know what type of golf ball you play because I play the same. I also know where you get your golf ball, which I pretty much get the same place too. What I have been told.
Shout out Drake Ballard.
What I have been told is those are the golf balls you should be chipping with, not rain balls. Like you should bring your own little bag and use that so you can actually see how.
Yeah, and until some dude walks up and is why don't I go ahead and clear the green a little bit? Be like, hey, Mr. Smith, please put my ball down.
Ted Cup, these are all Titleists. Rollins, put some of these in the bag.
When nobody's looking, sneak a couple in the bag. You might need them.
Great drill, towel drill, awesome drill is another one to do. So I'm going to actually take my short game drill and instead of doing it at the chipping green, I'm going to do it on the putting green. So what I like to do, and all my drills all my drills are going to have putting involved in them, even though they're the long game drill. So what I do is I take three golf balls. I find a spot just off the green. I try to do one good lie, one medium lie, one bad lie. I go to the same pin and I try to score a 7 out of those golf balls. So I want to try to get up and down 2 of the 3 times, right, to give me a 7. What I like about that is I'm starting to feel that I don't have to put so much pressure on my chip to get it to attack it. And I'm putting more the pressure back, not necessarily pressure, but I'm letting my putting that has been doing really well help me in my chipping. Right. So I'm trying to alleviate. So I used to always feel like, oh man, I'm off the green. I got to get tap in range, right? I got to be within inside 3 feet. Well, I play on a golf course where getting inside 3 feet on some chips is almost impossible. So if I miss one and I'm 5 or 6 feet, well, I'm still going to give myself a chance to knock it in with a putt. And that helps also is helping with putting that little pressure, feeling that how to get up and down type putting. So I'm also working on putting there, but that's a bit the go-to. So what I'll do is I'll do like 9 different spots, play like 9 holes of what we always call it, because I get my little guy doing the same drill. And we try to see who can make the most 7 or better, obviously. If you get a couple tap-ins, 6s, that's great. But we always try to get up and down 2 out of 3 times. And if I found in a round, if I can get up and down 2 or 3 times, I'm going to be in a number I want to be. I'm definitely going to be in the 70s, maybe even low 70s get there. So again, putting's been fun to me this year. So incorporating that into my short game is an easy drill to do.
See, like I told you where most of the balls are off the green and just in the rough there. That's when I'll basically walk around and I'll chip everything on. And that's where I work on my like short little chips.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, but it's both. But I just do it.
You're going to get the same type thing. I'm going to get a horrible lie. I'm going to get a great lie. Exactly. I'm going to get a ball that's been half stomped in by people walking around it. So,
So two good drills there. So let's move it on. So the next one can either be long game or iron play, however you want.
As far as drills go. Really, the only like my main focus at the range lately has just been playing holes mentally in my head. But I would say that probably when I was working on like feels and stuff like that, and we kind of talked about this on Saturday when we played, was like I would go over tempo drills. So I would basically hit like 1, 2, 3 and tempo 50%, tempo 70%, tempo 90%. And try not to overswing on stuff and basically try and have the same ball flight on all of them. And that kind of did get me into, I think one of the biggest things that's changed now is like, I know when I miss hit something because I got fast on something. Like my tempo has become like the main focus of my swing now is basically tempo on everything. And like, not that I had an epiphany of it. I always knew that, but it was just something I didn't really have a feel for. And so that drill, that tempo drill, like basically kind of starting up with a 50% swing and then going to like 70%
drive.
Right. And I can use that. I can do that basically. I mean, I could go through my entire bag doing it.
Whole entire bag.
But,
yeah.
You know, definitely from like a, I would say like a 7 iron up is one of my main focuses on that.
Yeah, definitely. One other thing that could help you out in your range sessions would be able to concentrate the whole time. So I want to thank a big shout out to our sponsor, Magic Mind. Magic Mind is that mental performance shot that can help you in your daily routine. It can help you in your golf routine. It helps create a little bit more focus throughout the day, get away from that whole midday fog that you may be going through, that brain fog. I do know it's something that I have been really enjoying. I know you've really been enjoying it since you've been getting your mental shot and playing some of your best golf lately. So if you are looking for something that can help you get through a little bit more focus throughout the day, check out our link below, check out our QR code right up here, and it is going to give you 50% off your next purchase for Magic Mind. So
should just be marketed as take the shot, shoot in the 80s.
Shoot in the 80s. We'll say 70s.
I mean,
but it's like, take your shot and shoot under your handicap.
There you go. There you go.
Take your shot.
That's shoot a solid one.
You know, once Magic Mind releases their new slogan, we'll let everybody know, take your shot and shoot you under your handicap. That would be the new slogan for them to be able to do.
In the corner like this.
What? Or it could be like somebody just holding sand as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But so my fun long game one, and I do a lot of tempo stuff too. I am a big component of working on golf swing or golf shots at the range. It's something we've always talked about. We've actually talked about it quite a few times on the podcast as well too. But a big one that I got, and it's actually in the book that you downloaded and I sent to you a while back, is for driver play. It doesn't have to be driver. It's more like a tee ball, but it's, I do it driver. What I do is I pull 10 golf balls. I've been really keen on, from the range bucket, pulling out what I want to hit with that club. And it really has helped me not to get to that monotonous, oh, I'll just hit one more. I'll just hit one more. I'll just hit one more. So I'll put 5 of this club, but 6 what, here, this and that.
What if you finish on a bad one? I have a rule that I can't finish on a bad one.
Well, I probably not like finish your whole range session. Probably not. Well, but
I mean, even with that club, yeah.
I probably pull one more, but that's not the point. I have it set. I'm planned out to hit a certain number. So what I've been doing is I pull out 10 drivers. All right, 10 balls, 10 golf balls to hit with a driver.
I was about to say, and I was like, I know you got a lot of drivers, but
what happens is that I have to get all 10 balls in play. So I put out 2 points with my fairway. All right, obviously one to the left, one to the right. I try to keep it in play. All right, and I have to get through 10 straight golf balls. But here's my catch. Obviously, I'm not hitting 10 perfect balls in the fairway. So what I can do, if I hit one in the fairway, perfect, I go to number two. Number two, boom, right down the middle. Boom, number three, heely cut off to the right. I have to go to the putting green. I have to make a 3-foot putt, okay? Yeah. If I make the 3-foot putt, I get to go back to the number that I left. So if I've done 2, then I get another chance to hit 10. I start right back where I was. I don't increase, but I go back where I was.
Interesting. I like it.
If I miss the 3-foot putt, I go back to my spot. I get 10 new golf balls and I start over at 10 to get to 10.
My only problem, it's a long walk from the range to the putting green for me.
It's not for me. It might be
it's 20 steps. it's maybe 15 paces tops
for me.
Yeah, that's like
maybe
a solid,
if I'm at the far corner, if I'm solid, in the middle,
it's a solid 10 to 15 yards, isn't it?
No
it actually is. Yeah, if you're in the middle that right is there. A hop, skip, yeah, and a jump. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Right
now,
you're
if right. I'm on the edge, yes, it could be a couple steps over. But so what, again, what I have found is,
and see, I'll run in being in a public course. If I leave my bag there and then go over and make a putt, somebody's going to be jumping on my mat and hit my balls.
But I'm going to hit bad shots. I'm not going to hit every drive in the fairway. I mean, pros don't do that, but it makes me feel like I can recover it another way, which is like how a golf round works, right? I don't have to be in the fairway to hit a green.
You're just mentally training every day.
I'm trying to get myself going in there. So again, and that brings back putting. If I shot a 76 and I had 34 putts, all right, I only had 8 more times I hit a different club. I hit one club almost 50% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was about 45% of the time I hit one club. So I better get good with that club. So it's kind of been my mindset on different things. And I tell you what, the proof is out there. I mean people are definitely even talking to me like, man, you're rolling it pretty well. And
imagine when you get that lab putter.
When I fight it away from my son who has the lab putter right now. So, but anyway, hopefully these are 3 drills, or actually 6 drills, that you guys, if you don't already know, that you guys can use. If you have questions about the drills or you have other drills that maybe you think we should try, or make sure to check us out on our social media sites. Leave us a comment of those drills. That way we can try them as well too. Share that info as everyone is trying to look good, feel good, play good on a golf course, which we are doing as well, too. Before we get going here, we do have some good news. Nothing is set. Major number four is going to happen. All right. From before our next episode, check us out. We will post it on social media. We will get it out there. We are going to do major number four. I believe we're up for an 18-hole stroke play competition. We are actually trying to look to get out to play more than just 18 holes that day, as we all have talked about, as our summer is winding over. Not quite fall, I'll give it. Not quite fall yet.
There we go.
But we're trying to make sure we're getting some good rounds of golf in as the holiday approaches this weekend.
Can I make it a five, Pete? That's the big question.
Five, Pete. That would be five, Pete. I don't think I've ever heard five, Pete. Five in a row.
Five, Pete. I'd be Jordan.
Six, trying to get the six. What was the good thing I heard about? I heard the other day with Jordan. It talked about with Keegan Bradley before we get off the air here.
He's sponsored by Jordan.
No, I know. He was saying something like about how he always beats Jordan when they play. And Jordan
As he should.
And Jordan said, yeah, be careful with that. He goes, you're wearing my shoes. I'm not wearing Keegan Bradley's shoes.
Touche. So, but I mean,
pretty solid.
If I was a sponsored athlete, I would expect to beat the CEO.
If your name's on the bag, you better be beating a lot of people.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's wearing Tiger shoes. Or was.
Not anymore.
Was.
Was for a long time. They'll come out with the Scottie shoe before too long here.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Tommy Fleetwood. Congrats on the big win as well, the Tour Championship. All right, so next time we will have updates on our major number four. We'll get back into the fitness talk as well, too. We look forward to seeing everybody again. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, check us out. Do whatever you can to get us out there. We're trying to get our name out there. And again, try that Magic Mind, 50% off. Check out the link in the comments. See you next time.